This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday postponed a trip to China just hours before he was set to depart. He changed his plans 2 days after a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon was discovered flying over U.S. airspace. U.S. official told reporters on background that Blinken did not want the incident to dominate discussions. The scheduled visit was the first for Blinken as Secretary of State. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. In a briefing, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder said the U.S. currently has no plans to shoot down the balloon.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China regrets the unintended entry into U.S. airspace and will continue communicating with the United States on the matter. That's the sound of preparations for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's meeting with European leaders in Kyiv on Friday. He's hoping to extract a fast-track promise for his country's entry into the European Union and gain the imposition of more sanctions on Russia at the summit. Analysts, however, say his hopes of an expedited path into the EU will likely be dashed, despite his country's dire need for the alliance's support during Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While the EU has been supportive of Ukraine, it has not shown any indication that it's willing to speed up the membership process. More on that story and all the stories.